I'm chatting with Richard Simcott, who is a hyperpolyglot. What would be some key tips for people who are just aspiring to advance from one language into two?
The most important things are setting realistic goals for yourself. So I often hear people who end up giving up, they set themselves up for a fall because you're basically putting yourself before Everest. And you're saying, I'm going to go to the top right now. And it's almost like you see it as in one fell swoop. From zero to hero kind of thing. And I think aim for base camp first and go up the mountain in stages. So learn how to introduce yourself first. Learn how to talk about your surroundings, what you like, what you dislike. Then move on, what you did before, what you're going to do in the future. And that gives you really good targets to aim for on a weekly, monthly basis that you can look back over the weeks and months and say, I achieved that goal. I can now do that in that language. And I think that is the best piece of advice I can give because that's what I feel people lose track of.
And what about other tips in terms of language groups or reading or saying before spelling, anything like that that would really help someone who is feeling intimidated by the enormity of the task?
Well, I'd say this, that really you do need quite a lot of input from the language. You need to see it a lot. You need to hear it a lot before it becomes natural and automatic. So, I mean, if we remember the first language we learn, which for many people here may be English, there'll be a number of other languages people learnt as well in addition to or instead of English. But if you think about it, and we talk about children being able to learn languages really easily, really quickly, and they learn it perfectly. Well, actually, they don't. That's a complete fallacy. Children make many, many mistakes in a language before they get it right. They get in English, for example, they get the verb tenses wrong. They can't remember the irregular verb forms in the past tense. So they'll say, I see it on TV or, you know, things like that. And we correct them, we laugh and giggle with them, and it's fun because the children laugh with us because it's fun. As adults, we lose that ability to laugh at ourselves a little bit. We don't think we have lost it, but we have when it comes to language learning. And I think it's important to remember, you need to make the mistake several times and for it to become memorable for you to be able to remember it and use it actively. So I think if we can get over ourselves and get over the psychological barriers that we put in front of ourselves when learning anything, specifically languages, not being afraid to make fools of ourselves, not being afraid to sound like a child learning to crawl, you know, babbling away in the language. I think that's really, really important.